It's a Sonic1029.com presentation. The Lane Mitchell Show podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Lane Mitchell Show podcast number 316. Yeah, weekly collection of highlights from the past week's shows, heard 4 to 7 weekday afternoons on Sonic 1029 in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. And you know what? This week, Nathaniel Rateliff stopped by, played us a couple of songs, had a little chat. We did a little mashup Monday, and, we also talked about your microwave secrets. We'll get to that first. You know what I read this week? I read that The Rock is the biggest international acting star in the world. Yes, The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. His films last year, Furious 7 and San Andreas, generated nearly $1.5 billion. Yeah, The Rock is the world's biggest actor. Now, I'm not saying he's a bad actor, but it does kind of prove something. We don't go to the box office to see acting. We go to the box office to see biceps and butt kicking. Kind of weird to think about the personal transformations, the commitment some of these actors have undergone for their roles. I mean, take just Christian Bale. Guy learned to play the drums in 2 weeks for one role. Starved himself down to 110 pounds for his role in The Machinist. Who do we go see in theaters? That we go see The Rock. It's like hot dogs. You know, we as a society have hot dog tastes. No one in the world will say that hot dogs are the greatest food in the world. You stand outside Costco or IKEA by the checkout there, it's, you know, very well the most popular food on the planet. So, I mean, circling back to my point, The Rock may be the biggest international acting star, but he's also kind of a wiener, right?
Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Hey, Sonic, you're microwaving wizardry. Let's hear it.
Well, I don't know if you know that you can actually cook the lightest, most delicious sponge cake ever in a microwave in 30 seconds.
How long is this next song? 3 minutes and 6 seconds. I'm a fast walker. I will be disappointed if I leave the lunchroom and I don't have a half dozen sponge cakes. Let's hear it.
So you're familiar with like a homemade whipped cream canister? Like, you know, the one you put like the nitrous charges in?
Yeah.
So basically you make sponge cake batter, you load it into that, you put the nitrous in it to aerate it, and then you put that from the aerator into a slit bottom, like plastic solo cup. And you microwave it for 30 seconds, and because it's so aerated, it instantly cooks into this, like, it's almost like Swiss cheese sponge. It's super, like, lots of little holes, and it's ultra light. It is unbelievable.
Scott, thanks for sharing.
Absolutely, man.
Lane Mitchell Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
You're just talking about The Rock versus Christian Bale or whatever, right?
Well, I was just sort of saying it's weird that The Rock is the world's most popular actor.
The guy goes hard, though, every day. Follow his Instagram or something, or check out some of the stuff he's doing. He's got so many projects going on.
He's kind of the same character over and over, though.
This is true.
I'm not saying he's not a hard-working guy and that his success isn't earned. I'm saying it's sort of weird that we go watch movies and we don't go watch the best actor.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, but I mean, $1.5 billion? That's a lot of money to take in movies in 1 year.
That's huge.
Yeah, totally. Just strange. Like, if I said, who is the world's most popular actor, would you go, well, obviously, The Rock.
I don't think you think he'd make top 10.
The Lane Mitchell Show. It's Lane Mitchell. Podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Okay, now, Mondays on the show, we do something kind of special. It's called Mashup Monday. We don't just play a mashup. No, we play your mashup idea. You hear two songs, you kind of go, you know what? Actually, this sounds kind of like a different song. You send in your suggestion, I mash them up, and, we see if it works. This week, the top two songs on the Sonic Countdown. Spirits by Strombellas and Stressed Out by 21 Pilots. Do they mash? You be the judge.
I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go.
I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better voice that sang some better words. I wish I found some chords in an order that is new. I wish I didn't have to rhyme every time I sang.
I've been looking at the stars tonight, and I think, oh, how I missed that bright sun.
I got guns in my head.
When they're on the scene,
spirits in my head.
Sonic1029.com podcast.
Microwave secret? Sure, lay it on me.
If you toss like a quarter cup of water in with your leftover pizza, it's like it's fresh again. It doesn't get hard and crusty and chewy.
Ooh.
Toss it in there and it steams it or something. I don't know, but it makes it taste like fresh pizza again, even up to like a week old.
Hey, Sonic.
Hey, I'm calling in about a microwaving tip.
Yeah, you got one?
Yeah, so if you're ever trying to peel some garlic, like the outside of the garlic clove, just throw it in the microwave for like 15 to 20 seconds, and then after that, it comes right off.
Really? I like that idea, because for some reason, it wants to stick more to the garlic than to your fingers. Then when you finally get it off the garlic, like it sticks to your fingers, but it's not really that sticky. You don't know why it sticks.
And then it's all staticky, and you can't get it in the garbage can. Exactly. It's such a pain in the butt.
I'm going to go and microwave all of the garlic in the world tonight. That's what I'm doing at home.
All right, enjoy that.
Yeah, you will have to burn all of the upholstery in my house after, but that's what...
It's Lane Mitchell, podcast from Sonic1029.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Sonic1029's Booster Juice Listener Lounge. My name's Lane Mitchell. This here is Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats. Okay, I'm so impressed with you guys for a number of reasons. One, your music is awesome. Two, you're touring with as many people as you are. And three, this many people and you managed to get here on time and you may be the first. I'm not even kidding.
It's nice to be here. We're still kind of all waking up. So.
Playing a sold-out show at the Windspear tonight. It is at the Windspear. You know that, right?
I do now.
Okay.
I think you missed my... I prefer to be surprised and irritated by what's going on.
The song you're going to start off with is Look At Here.
Yeah.
Nathaniel Rateliff, everyone.
Right in. Just right in.
Look at here, baby, I'm coming out on my knees, begging please. Look at here, baby, I'm calling out, crying out, hear me please, Look out here, baby, I'm locking up, and I weep, let me be, yeah. Look out here, baby, it's all I got, one more time, hear me out, yeah. Look out here, baby, I'm coming up on my knees, begging please. Look out here, baby, I'm coming up on my knees, begging please. Look out here, baby, there's no one else. One more time, hear me out, yeah. Look out here, baby, I'm coming up. 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 Look out here, baby, I'm coming.
Wow.
I'm glad you guys liked it. We haven't practiced in weeks, so, you know.
Nathaniel Ratliff and the Night Sweat, so great to have you here, especially considering you're playing a sold out show. You don't need to be here, and I'm sure there's you're swimming with requests.
Oh, well, I mean, if I wasn't here, I would be swimming, or I'd probably be asleep. But we're happy to be here regardless.
So basically, you're the cliched overnight success story. You work your entire life to get noticed, then it finally happens. But it took forever. Like, you've been at this a long time.
Yeah, Joseph and I have been playing for 21 years.
Holy crap.
Pat and Joseph and I have been playing together for 8 years. And Mark, four. And every year, it's four again. But I mean, all of us have been playing for years in different bands and different projects in Denver and you know, throughout wherever. I mean, Andy's been on tour with tons of bands to Europe and all sorts of stuff. So, and Wes as well. We've, you know. But yeah, overnight.
21 years, yeah, overnight, just like I said. you started on drums, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm guessing we're probably pretty close in age. Why are you not Lars Ulrich? And why are you, you know, how did you get into playing this kind of music, you know, by contrast?
I don't know. I'm mostly out of discouragement. I started kind of working on the Night Sweat stuff after I thought I was put out a record that nobody would ever hear. So I was pretty bummed about that. And then, I don't know.
Was that the album that landed you a spot opening for Mumford & Sons?
Yeah, one of them. Which then after that, it was pretty much, we were that band that played with Mumford & Sons. So then I was like, maybe I'll make a record that I don't play acoustic guitar. And yeah.
So you were kind of, your solo stuff was more sort of singer-songwriter, more in that vein anyway. And then you kind of, you sort of went more R&B. Was that a conscious effort to sort of step more in that direction?
It was something I wanted to do for a long time and just took a long time to figure out exactly how to do it and make it. You know, I wanted it to feel like it was something that that was me and not something that felt like I was putting on a show or performing or acting, you know, so.
Okay, and weird too, you know, SOB hits it big. Who'd have possibly predicted that Son of a Bitch would have been a huge radio song?
I didn't even want to put it on the record, so yeah, it's a surprise to me. So,
was it the last
song we recorded in the studio, and like our buddy Richard who produced the record, he was like, so you don't like it? I was like, not really. He's like, but everybody else does? I was like, uh-huh. He's like, well, we should probably try to record it. And he was just like, let's just make it not sound like it's a bunch of dads playing this song. and who knew? I guess if I would have known that song was going to be popular, I would have wrote it when I was 27. So, because it is hard to be 37 and be hungover all the time. So...
Well, you know, I listen to SOB and I'm like, this is a fun party jam. You know, it makes me want to go out and have a drink. And then I listen to the lyrics and I'm like, maybe I never want to drink again. You know, like it's a very personal, very honest song. Is that difficult to write something like that?
Nope. I don't know. Like, I think maybe maybe I had to wear my heart on my sleeve or I don't know.
Like, I hear that, I'm like, should we be worried about you? You know?
Definitely. I've cleaned up my act, though, you know.
Is it tough to maintain sort of a clean lifestyle on the road? Like, I would imagine, you know, you got all these different cities. You know, you roll into a new place and you're sort of meeting new people.
Yeah, it's just like naked bodies and chicken tenders all the time, you know.
Well, the next song you're going to play for us.
Yeah, that one kind of, it takes a minute, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to picture that for the next 4 minutes.
The bummer is, like, the only naked bodies I see are these guys with naked bodies. Like, yep, just another night.
Well, we're going to get you good chicken dinner here in Edmonton.
Yeah.
The next one you're going to play for us is a track called I've Been Failing.
Yeah. One of my favorites. Cool, I'll see you guys later.
Thank you.
See, I needed you and not just someone. I've been so long failing you, dear. And I care for all of this, darling. Yet I buried all of it again. Oh, yeah. Come on, baby. Now, what am I doing? Honey, is it two of us now? Not at all seems dark and light has gone away. I've been out there bending in the wind. Now I'm standing here to be beside you. And for all I know and all I care, I said, don't you weep, don't you worry. 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 I said, don't you weep, and don't you worry. I said, don't you weep, and don't you worry. Don't you weep, and don't you worry. I've been failing you. I've been failing you. I've been failing you. I've been trying. I can't stop trying. I can't stop trying.
Nathaniel Rateliff and the Night Sweats Sonic Session. When your album first came out, I noticed Rolling Stone only gave it 3 out of 5 stars, and basically everyone that reads Rolling Stone freaked the F out.
Really?
Do you pay attention? When...
I mean, we're still kind of waiting for some, I don't know what we're waiting for, but yeah, I'm still waiting. This supposed success has not happened, I guess. I don't know. I still can't afford a refrigerator that makes crushed ice, so, you know.
What does that look like to you, like success? Is that a Grammy? Is it a Ferrari? Is it crushed ice?
A refrigerator that makes crushed ice. And then I think the other one was a jet ski in my own pond eating a hot dog.
Now, you guys, of course, are a Denver band. You grew up in Mississippi?
Missouri.
Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously did my research. When did you make the sort of move?
Joseph and I moved. We grew up together, and we moved to Denver in '98.
For the scene?
No.
Just is there a scene? Did you move for a job?
We were born in '98. Not really the scene. We just followed one of my oldest, closest friends, who was kind of a mentor, moved out there, and there wasn't a whole lot of options. We had already worked at a plastic factory twice. So, you know, it wasn't going to get much better than that. So it's like, you know, so move where there's, you know, more industry and more diversity in people and culture. And you know, it was nice. It was a good growing experience for us both. So,
well, I mean, Nashville obviously sort of has a big scene right now and everybody's kind of moving to Nashville. What's going on in Denver musically?
I don't know. We're never there. So I know for 2 weeks there was a lot of TV watching, so I was just like smoking a vape pen, and yeah, that's about it.
Are you a vape guy?
Just recently. I'm not really much of a pot smoker. It always, you know, I'm more into like speed and healthy stuff. You know?
This has been Health Tips with Nathaniel Rateliff.
Health Tips with Nathaniel Rateliff.
Well, we really, really, really appreciate you guys coming by. I mean, I know you guys have a busy, busy schedule and long, long days. So thank you so much for being here.
Our pleasure. Thanks for your time.
Nathaniel Rateliff, everyone. The Night Sweats.
The Lane Mitchell Show. Mitchell Show. Podcast. Yeah. Like what you're hearing? Check out the Garner Andrews Show to Go podcast at sonic1029.com.